Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of October 7th, 2019, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of week. I'm going with the Addams Family. This is the animated feature film version of the classic characters created by Charles Addams. It started off as a comic strip, and then became a TV show, animated series, a few movies, and now a full-length film again. With the talents of Oscar Isaac, Charlize Theron, Chloe Grace Moretz, Finn Wolfhard, Nick Kroll, Snoop Dogg, Bette Midler, and Allison Janney, I really think you're going to be snapping your fingers by the time you leave the theater. For TV pages, for Monday, CW, this is their premiere week. Monday, you're going to have All-American and Black Lightning premiere. For Tuesday, CW has the premiere of The Flash. Wednesday, CW has the premiere of Riverdale and Nancy Drew. Thursday, CW has the premiere of Supernatural and Legacies, and USA Network has the premiere of Temptation Island. Friday, CW has the premiere of Charmed and Dynasty. For Saturday, Sci-Fi has the Banana Splits movie. If you don't remember the Banana Splits, check this out. It's not quite the same thing, but it looks really interesting. HBO has the premiere of Happy Death Day to You, and Sunday, nothing special. For box office results, in fifth place, you have It, Chapter 2. Fourth place, you have Hustlers. Third place, Downton Abbey. Second place, Abominable. And in first place, making $93 million, is Joker. Now, $93 million may not sound like a lot, but for an October opening, it broke records. For movies coming out this week, like I said, you have The Addams Family, you have Gemini Man, which is Will Smith versus Will Smith and looks absolutely forgettable, and you have Jexy, which is a man falling in love with his phone. For DVDs, we have Toy Story 4, Annabelle Comes Home, and Midsommar. For online services, Netflix has Dion Cole, Cold Hearted, Rhythm and Flow, Season 1, El Camino, this is the Breaking Bad movie. This supposedly takes place like hours after the finale. You have Fractured, Insatiable, Season 2, and The Forest of Love. For Prime, you have Costume Quest, Season 1. For video games, The Alliance Alive, HD Remastered, Indivisible, Trine 4, The Nightmare Prince, and Grid are all coming out this week. For GUI News, you have Trivia Monday at Fallout. You got new episodes of GUI Nights, Smack My Pitch Up, From the Mouths of Madness, Geek Father, and Booze Clues. And make sure to come out to the Dark Room in Richmond Scott's Edition neighborhood on October 13th for the Potoween Extravaganza. Live episodes of Smack My Pitch Up and Booze Clues. Booze Clues is going to be the all Florida Man edition with investigators dressed up as Florida Man. Doors open at 6, show starts at 7, it's 21 and up only, but it is free. For one more thing, wowzers, Disney is going to be working on a new live-action version of the popular 1980s cartoon Inspector Gadget with Aladdin producers Dan Lin and Jonathan Elkert on board, along with the writers from Saturday Night Live, Mickey Day and Streaker Seidel. We'll go with that, who are going to be tackling the script. Beside the excellent children's cartoon of the 80s and the 90s we grew up with, voiced by the late, great Don Adams from Get Smart, Gadget has been seen in other incarnations. You have the 1999 film with Matthew Broderick and the sequel with Stuart French, multiple TV incarnations, and most recently a computer animated series that ran 4 seasons on Netflix. Now, of course, the show follows the sweet but not so smart inspector whose body is packed with technology, who attempts to battle evil crime lord Dr. Claw. And he never really gets it right, but with his genius niece Penny and her dog Brain, they're there to make it all better. Now, certainly, the bare bones elements would have to be in any sort of live-action reboot, but the technology has gotten a lot better since the Broderick film. With those potential upgrades, it's easy to see how bringing Gadget back to modern times could work. The big question is the brand still viable enough to excite audiences, or would it be just a nostalgia play that parents would bring their little kids to? Either way, if Disney thinks it's going to make a buck off of it, we will see it on the screen. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. My voice is so much better this week. I'm from the future. Be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.